What we're talking about is late night early morning luau. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is July 16th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I'm here for another rant today. I'm going to talk to you about a lot of the things that are really starting to take shape here on this conspiracy front here, on the 911 conspiracy front. There is a full court press on to move everyone away from the Israeli connection behind all of these murders on 9/11. And on the Oklahoma City bombing and the Mossad's activities and all the Jewish control of the Zionist Jewish control of America. And they are setting up, sites across the internet, and many of them are getting a lot of traffic. They're pushing hard, ladies and gentlemen, to have it a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld conclusion. And they want people like us, like Chris Bolin, like me, like Eric, and many of you out there who have worked really hard to inform the world that Zionism is behind the murders. Zionism is behind the world wars we just faced in the last century. Zionism is behind the sickness being perpetrated in the Arab and Muslim world. Zionism is the criminality that we all face, and they are moving us away from those facts by sheer amount of pressure and money being thrown at this, and they're trying to bring in every person they can possibly corrupt or co-opt into their thinking. And it is a massive effort. There is there's all kinds of craziness going on here, and I got to tell you, I think we this one that was pointed out to me recently here, Patriots Question 911. You'll take a look at the organizers of that, and two-thirds of them, I know, are absolute 100% Zionist shills. Yep, exactly right. And I'm going to tell you about another Zionist shill site on the internet. It's called Wake Up From Your Slumber. It is 100%, hands down, no denying it, and it's a website of absolute liars, shills, and nonsense spreaders. And the people that have been fighting on our behalf on that site, I'm going to ask to stop. We don't need to be fighting where people are absolutely corrupted. It is a corrupt site. It is a lying site. It is a place where the criminal element within Zionism is attempting to move people away from the facts. And there is nothing about that place that I feel safe about, nothing about that place I feel correct about. It is a lying collection of imbeciles on that site. And the person who runs it has actually moved a lot of people away from the facts and moved a lot of people away from the right arguments, continues to put stuff up there that moves people away from the important information, and allows sliming and slandering to go on unabated without any intent, never questioning the quality of research, but rather making up things about people as ridiculous as I'm moving to Iran so that the Americans can invade Iran and use me as an excuse because they have to come get me because I'm going to be the new Bin Laden. And they allowed that to be on that site and then allowed people to do polling on questions, and I'll give you the today's poll. I got it up in front of me. Do you care one way or another whether Huff Schmidt tried to make it appear Bolin and family were dead or abducted? That's like, how long has it been since you, the question, how long has it been since you beat your wife? It starts with the assumption that you've already committed something wrong. The fact of the matter is, Eric never did that. The fact of the matter is the Bolin family is in trouble. The fact of the matter is that they are not free to communicate with people they want to. The fact of the matter is that there are shill emails being generated by supposedly their family that I absolutely still don't trust. and their signatures are wrong, their content is wrong, the way they correspond is wrong, the websites are wrong, the people they're talking are wrong, and their voracious assaults on us about bringing it up make me think more clearly that it's wrong. And there are people who have feigned support for us that are clearly not in support of us. You know, Suzette Bates, the real master, Miss Bates, the Mo Howard lookalike, Miss Bates, the one who claims to be religious and then puts sadomasochistic things on her site, Bates, is a liar. She doesn't have evidence of anything that is real, and instead used innuendo and slander along with the people on that site, and with the full support of the people who run that site. There is absolutely nothing there worth even turning to. And anybody who's there who's legitimate should leave. It's my advice. Anybody. Because when you get such an infested nest of nonsense such as that, it is a waste of time, and by sheer association, you will become discolored. Like Liberty Forum. This is the new Liberty Forum. Basically, what they've done here on this site is moved to the front of the line of the debate, which we've been able to push, which we've been able to foster, which we have been able to bring out into the fore here. And this site feigns support for that position, but in fact allows its most powerful advocates of the truth in this area to be destroyed. And I don't think that that's by mistake. I think it's by design. And I think that the way that they've been putting these polls up, moving people away from worrying about Mr. Bolin, has become clear to me. And he still is not able to sit down in a conversation with me unencumbered, this man. He made a call to Eric one single time, and that call was a 90-second call. And the emails that have come subsequent to it are absolutely unsupportable. And for you 14,000 now per day people that come to the French Connections website, check our work, look at our guests, look at the interviews, and look at the people we've stuck it out with here, where the people are doing the right thing. You know, someone asked me, and I told you the other day that this Mistress Bates over here wanted me to put Ted Pike on over and over. She demanded it from Eric and sent me emails, Ted Pike, and then Ted Pike comes out and starts talking about the Arabs having done 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, the Arabs did not do 9/11. They have never done any 9/11. They were never part of it. There is not a single element within Islam that is part of this. They are... they have been lied into a corner, and these people have lied people into a corner. And let me give you an example of this Abu Nidal kind of thinking, where they took an Arab willing to work with them to go out into the world and do horrible things and claim his actions were in the name of Islam. It's the same thing they've done with bin Laden. They've got this man co-opted. They had him go out into the world and do things that were questionable in relation to Christianity or in relation to the Western world, and then claimed he spoke for Islam. But in the entire conspiracy of this whole fight we've been in, it was the Zionist criminal Jews out of Israel, out of London, and out of New York behind it all. And if you take a look at the press right now, and you take a look at the alternative media, and you take a look at Alex Jones, and you take a look at Jack Blood, and you take a look at Fetzer and all the rest of these crooks and criminals, they are working overtime to move you into a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld conclusion, and that Israel had nothing at all to do with any of it. And they are pushing that idea, and they're trying to marginalize us. Go to Google. Go to Wikipedia. There are people listed at Wikipedia who've got a website that has 500 visits a month. We've got 14,000 a day. They have been able to, with their control, marginalize our visits per day. saying that we get 6,000 Americans a month coming to our website when we get 6,000 to 8,000 per day. That's the statistics. Not hits, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 70,000 to 80,000 hits a day on their website. We've got 45 megas going out a day. I mean megas a day, a week. I'm sorry. 45 to 50 mega megabytes. And the simple fact of the matter is that these people are trying to marginalize us with their control of the internet, with their control of these fake truth groups, and with their complete and utter control over a big group of lying shills that are working the internet overtime to get us lied into corners. Yep. And that includes people that I was once friends with. They are not to be trusted. Not to be trusted. And they are not speaking for me, the ones that say they should and that they have my ear. They don't have my ear. They simply do not. And I want people in Britain and in Spain and France and Germany and all over the world who listen to us to know the facts, that we need to pull out every stop. We need to go double time, triple time, overtime, and tell everyone that this is a Zionist Jewish plot, and they used their strength in numbers in the U.S. government and their control over the elements in the press and in the banking structure in the world through each government, including France and Germany and Spain and Italy and many others, to perpetrate these crimes worldwide. And now they're trying to get away with it by forcing people into their belief system through just incredible effort. As I said, that site that I just told you about, the Patriots for 9/11, for Question 9/11, it's a who's who of liars. And they've got sprinkled in there people who have never made any inquiries into the Zionist question. So, of course, they would make them prominent. But you're going to trust a Zionist Jew like Wesley Clark, top of the page. This man is the person who murdered the Serbian Christians in Kosovo, who tried to get a full-scale war underway over there, who is Jewish and who's crypto and didn't want anybody to know he was Jewish, so his family changed their name to Clark. And he's front and center on that website. And you're going to trust this guy? Good gravy, ladies and gentlemen. People like Robert Bowman? Give me a break. It's astonishing. And I'd like to know how many of these people are actually, that have their pictures up there, have actually signed on to this. I'm very disturbed that I see Karen Kwiatkowski's name up there. Very disturbed. Very, very disturbed. And, you know, the people that are working this website, it pushes you away from the Israeli connection completely. They make all of these suppositions, all of these proposals for what they believe happened, but none of it includes the Israeli connection, and that's where all the real facts lead. All of them. And I have to keep reminding everybody of this. Silverstein and Lowy own the building, and they're best friends with Netanyahu, and he's writing a paper talking about having to have a Pearl Harbor type event. And come on, guys, and Mark Rich involvement, and the Lauder Fortune involvement, come on, and the Brofman involvement, and the ownership of the press, both in Europe and America. Good gravy. How long does it take? And Rieberman, putting Bolin in, trying to put Bolin in jail on a fraudulent charge where they destroy evidence? And websites starting out with the argument, how long ago did you stop beating your wife when they propose questions? And they call themselves truth seekers? Anybody interested in facts and truth should leave that place like they had their ass on fire. And look at the people that have been supporting that website. Rivero. This guy wouldn't know the truth if it came up and bit him in the nose. And he's there as a control point. Make no mistake about it. And interesting. Somebody wrote me an email talking about the control of the airports being ICTS in America and how many new ones that they started controlling. It is a Mossad-controlled company through Hutley International. The founders of the Mossad's children are the chief executives of this. And they own the rights to run Stopel Airport and Gatwick and Newark and Kennedy and Logan's Boston. And now 20 or 30 more in America right now. And ladies and gentlemen, when the guy found this out, it came from someone else, but it was Chris Bolin who brought that out 10, 11 months ago on the French Connections radio show. Did we get any credit for the research? No, never. You can't find us anywhere in this stuff. Wikipedia has completely taken out any reference to Eric, myself, or Christopher Bolin. And now they're trying to force you into believing that Chris is okay. Don't you people who've been watching this movement see the full court press that they've put on us? Can't you smell it? Don't you see it? And if they succeed in marginalizing us, it's going to be a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld conspiracy, and nothing is going to get changed. Nothing. We can't roll over for this stuff, or we're going to be toast. The implosion of the economy is well underway now. Well underway. People are running for exits in the financial world from the American dollar. It's just a crap house out there, ladies and gentlemen. The dollar is tanking terrible. It's in big trouble. And so they're going to ramp up a war and say it was the Iranians that made the economy tank. And I'm here to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pick up the arms and start fighting for real if they start pulling martial law on the country based upon what they're saying Iran's doing. Because the next step after that, ladies and gentlemen, is you're going to get carted off and done away with. And that's not going to happen to the people who are fighting right. It's not going to happen. We need to get this word out everywhere, every place. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Call, write, send out emails, send out audio files, send out the articles. Tell your friends, listen with them, beg them, pay them, do whatever it takes. They have put a full court press on destroying our credibility for about 2 months straight, nonstop. They turned up the volume to a million decibels and just blasted away at our character and never our research. And isn't it funny? A guy writes me back saying, had I seen the ICTS stuff? Had I seen it, I wrote. It was our research. And that's why there's no way I'm trusting the fact that Christopher Bolin is safe, especially with the emails that are signed H. Please! The only way I'll stop this, Chris Bolin, if you are safe and you're sitting there in your chair and there's no problem with you, is that you call up Eric from some place in the world and we sit on a telephone unencumbered for 15 minutes and I get a chance to find out exactly how free you are. Having a nice summer. Safe and well. Stop the crap. And the people over there that have feigned support for me over time. Liars. Very hard to deceive somebody who knows how this whole system works. I got to tell you something. Very hard. There is a big, big mess just waiting to explode everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, and here is the time for you to really get yourselves wrapped around these facts. This is the big time. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the moment. This is the event right now. Fight like you've never fought in your lives. don't allow our facts to become part of the in the memory hole. Don't allow the kinds of facts that Nesta Webster wrote about, or Elizabeth Dilling wrote about, or Henry Ford wrote about, become forgotten and have to be resurrected 50 years from now in another battle. This is the battle. This is the fight. This is the one. This is the day, the time, the hour that we have to beat these people. We're not going to be given another chance with the kinds of surveillance equipment that technology has permitted. This is our only chance to save us all from being complete slaves. The technology is going to permit these people to have 10 or 15,000 people worldwide to watch us all. And unless everybody stands up right now and understands that fact and takes a look at these facts that we've been able to uncover and understands that this is really dire and what these people are trying to do to Eric, myself, and Bolin's reputations out there that are lies, go to CNN, ladies and gentlemen, and look at this Ayman al-Zarqawi's recent so-called al-Qaeda tape, which is a lie. It's just a big bunch of crap. And look at the behind this man. He's sitting in front of a curtain with the Star of David all over it. This is al-Qaeda. It's as if they're telepathing televising the message that there is no al-Qaeda. It's us, the Israeli Zionist Jews. The Judeo-Nazis, if you will. And the people who have usurped our government's authority from this community through their banking and media and intimidation and extortion and murder. I got to tell you guys, this is the biggest moment in French Connection's history, but in the country's history, and probably the last chance we'll ever have. And you better stop working harder for this, because I'm telling you what, that the amount of sliming that they have done to us is putting people off from us. They've taken us off Google, except if you complain about us. If you put up a site that says, "We hate you, French Connection," they'll put you top of Google's search list for us. But anything positive about us has been erased. Any statistics that are positive have been erased. Every reference to us in Wikipedia has been erased. Do you think they would do all that to somebody who wasn't on top of their target? Get a clue. And that place, wake up from your slumber, trash. Liberty Forum, garbage. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, please, battle harder, fight more, fight harder. Go. In fact, what we need to do right now is make sure that this next phase of their nonsense is outed right away. It's for Israel. It's for the Zionist Jews. It's a criminal enterprise. And you have to start telling people who you believe are honest and truthful that they have slimed us for a reason, that they've erased us from Wikipedia for a reason. That they tried to do a terrible hit piece on CNN to Bolin, me and Eric, for a reason. We're kicking their teeth in. And you're going to let a well-organized group of slimers and shills on the internet succeed in destroying our credibility? Don't let it happen. There's 14,000 of you out there. Don't let it happen to us. Because with us dies the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Get working. We need you to fight for the French Connection's facts. Go back and listen to some of our files if you need to be reminded. Go back and listen to the facts. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, fight on, please, and be well. Bye-bye now.
What we're talking about is late night, early morning luau. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Cold on a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches covers the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time until you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.